Radio Prague News.
The 65th anniversary of the communist takeover of Czechoslovakia was marked on Monday. The overall confidence in the Czech economy improved significantly in February, and horse meat has been found in more imported products that were set to be sold in the Czech Republic. The 65th anniversary of the communist takeover of Czechoslovakia is being marked on Monday by both communists and their opponents. The deputy chairman of the Czech Senate, Přemysl Sobotka, attended a gathering commemorating an anti-communist student march in 1948, which was violently dispersed by communist-run police. Current university students and faculty, as well as former students who took part in the march 65 years ago, took part in the ceremony on Nerudova Street in Prague. Members and supporters of the Communist Party met at the grave of Klement Gottwald, the leader of the 1948 coup and later the country's first communist president, to honor his memory. Also, an anti-communist rally will take place at Prague's Old Town Square later on Monday. Overall confidence in the Czech economy improved significantly in February, with composite confidence indicator going up to -2.6 from -4.2 in January, the Czech Statistical Office announced on Monday. The consumer confidence indicator went up to -22.3 this month from -27.8 in January, while the indicator of confidence among entrepreneurs increased to -8 from -10.7 the previous month. Two more imported products have been found to contain horse meat instead of the listed beef or pork. DNA tests showed that Swedish meatballs slated for the Brno IKEA store and one brand of hamburgers produced in Poland were made from horse meat. More than 1 ton of the products was confiscated. Last week, horse meat was found in frozen lasagna that was produced in Luxembourg. Chairman of the top 09 party, Karel Schwarzenberg, criticized Czech politicians who came to power after 1989 for allowing the influence of the Communist Party to grow at a conference entitled Communism Yesterday and Today. The foreign minister said that the Communist Party is preparing to potentially be part of the government after the 2014 elections, a situation that was aided by the conduct of the Social Democratic Party and the next Czech president, Miloš Zeman. Top 09 Senator Jaromír Štětina said that he is planning to once again ask the current government to request the Supreme Court to suspend or dissolve the Communist Party. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has begun a 5-week tour of the Czech Republic amid increasing anti-government sentiments and unrest inside his own Civic Democratic Party. Last week, Mr. Nečas met with representatives of the Civic Democrats in the town of Nymburk and the West Bohemian city of Plzeň. Although a party spokesman said that the visits are standard procedure, the Czech media is characterizing this as a response to the criticism of the government and Civic Democratic leadership. Regional party representatives have complained about Prague's lack of communication and transparent strategy. The Office of the Protection of Competition has revoked a contract between the Labour and Social Affairs Ministry and the company Fujitsu Technology Solutions, according to the internet news server Novinky.cz. Former Labour Minister Jaromír Drábek gave the contract for the provision of software for Labour offices to an IT firm without issuing a public tender. The minister will have to launch a new public tender worth roughly €1 billion or return to the previous software provider. And for the weather, it will be mostly cloudy throughout the day with possible light showers. Temperature will be going up to between 2 and 4 degrees Celsius. I'm Masha Walensky, and that's all for the news.